Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Nuri Turkle. His book, No Escape, The True Story of China's Genocide of the Uyghurs. This is a story that is ongoing. Part of the tariff war involves the fact that China, under the Chinese Communist Party, the state and the party are unacceptable. They are not part of the community of nations. They visit crimes on the Uyghur people, among others. And Nuri Turkle has told you exactly how bad it is for his people in East Turkestan, which is called Xinjiang by the PRC. It is not a part of China. It was conquered by the Chinese Communist Party. And this piece here, Nuri explains how each time there's an official from outside, the Chinese Communist Party directs the police and the army to force a cleanup to turn East Turkestan, Xinjiang, into a Potemkin village of acceptability to the outside world. Otherwise, there's no transparency of the brutality. Nuri Turkle, No Escape is the book. Much more of this later.
Very relevant to today's stories. As some of your listeners might be aware, that UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has been planning to go to Uyghur homeland, East Turkestan. And they're doing exactly what Zhu Hailin was expecting the local people to do, cleaning up, getting everything in order, lining up, showing some rosy picture, essentially a Potemkin village. But his purpose was very, very specific. He wanted to carry out two-month-long nightmare, nighttime house raid, search farmers for illicit books such as works on Uyghur history. And he also very brutal in a way that he was speaking the Mandarin, which is not a known way of communication to the local people. So Abdulaziz's job was to translate and then even including some of the ranting. And then he wants to make sure that the translation does not miss out any word that he spelled out. So this man is emblematic of what we're seeing today. Whenever some senior leadership from the Communist Party of Prachek, either from Beijing, either from Urumqi, shows up, they need to do a massive cleaning, create a very happy, prosperous environment to showcase. So this was not this something that the international community seen today. Journalists, some friendly governments from the Muslim majority countries, and now the UN official, top UN official, is in charge of for human rights. We'll be seeing this kind of Potemkin village of setup.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?